So let's see. I want to see if I can find this picture. Here it is. Do you know what that is? You do not know. It's a big stone in the middle of a field, and it's got Latin writing on it. Now, do you know what it is? A stone with Latin. Well, I can't disagree with you on that. It's called a milestone. And the reason it's got Latin is back in the days of the Roman Empire, they would put these all over Europe, and it's not unlike a modern highway sign. If some of you have seen these, look up ancient Roman milestones. They put them all over Europe, and it says in Latin things like 60 miles to Rome or 80 miles to Rome or whatever. So that's an encouragement to let you know to keep going, right? So we use this phrase, milestone. We use that same word about life. Did you know that? We talk about certain things in life as a milestone. So can you think of a milestone? What's that? Well, I want to say, so I'm talking about certain events get counted as milestones. The one reason I'm thinking about this is tomorrow is Confirmation Sunday. So confirmation is a milestone. You see what I'm saying? So it's a way on the path. Everybody comes to faith here at this font. They're baptized into Christ. And then they study and they go to Bible class, Sunday school, and all that. And eventually they get to confirmation. And then that's called a what? Well, that's baptism. And then the confirmation is a milestone. Yeah, I know that's okay because you've seen the picture already, right? Graduating from preschool, is that a milestone? Nowadays, right? Maybe long ago, people didn't think. Graduating from high school, is that a milestone? Yeah, absolutely. Graduating from basic training, is that a milestone? Yeah, absolutely. So those are called milestones. There's events in our lives that are part of our growth and our maturity, our progress along the way, right? It's the same as if you're driving to Florida for vacation. It might say 200 miles, then 150 miles, and then 100 miles, and that makes you think, I'm making progress to get there, right? So there's milestones in our life. Confirmation is one of them, but there's many other ones, right? Yeah. Going to high school, graduating from high school, going to college, getting married, all these wonderful things.
Getting a phone.
Getting a phone, there you go. Getting a phone. Do you have one yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you do, excellent. So you've reached that mile. I thought he was asking for one. No, he's got one, okay, getting a phone.
Well,
okay, so that makes sense. You needed it for safety purposes. Absolutely, sounds good. So those things are things that let us know that we're growing and making progress, and that's true in our spiritual life too. I always think of 2 Peter 3:18. It says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What's the first word? The very, very first word of the whole verse. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow, right? To grow, to develop, to learn, to become the people he would have us to be, and to mark these milestones on the way, right? You have had several, you'll still have many, and the Lord wants us to always continue to make progress with him. Okay, thanks for coming up, Grady.